This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
When it is said that some people deserve to live amid abundance, does it imply that other people deserve to freeze and starve?
It depends upon how we justify anyone's claim to their abundant wealth.
17th century philosopher John Locke claimed that God created a world where everyone had equal claim to the commonwealth of nature, not just Adam.
Or Eve.
Actually, since Eve was created from Adam's rib, some argue he owned her too. Anyway, Locke went on to say that the commonwealth becomes private wealth when one applies their effort to it.
So picking an apple makes it your apple?
Yes.
That approach justifies wealth when it's a reflection of the effort one makes.
But does it mean that some people deserve the kind of abundance that causes others to starve? I mean, clearly, this world is full of very hardworking people who earn little or no wages, especially in contrast to their employers.
But that negates what Locke said. He said that you should get back based on the effort that you put in. On Locke's theory, the poor and the hardworking certainly would inherit the earth.
What about the poor in the U.S. and the Katrina-devastated South in particular? There is agreement that the federal government should help them out, but who pays for this help?
Should we be taxing wealth in order to invest in these human beings? Or should we continue cutting the very programs that serve the poor in order to pay for the rebuilding effort? These are two basic kinds of proposals facing Congress.
How should we balance the accumulation of private wealth with the commonwealth? Write to us, comment@ethicallyspeaking.org, or visit our website where you can read transcripts and hear archived broadcasts.
Ethically Speaking is a production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.